Rich Anderson, owner of Syracuse-based Vector Construction, has had to go as far as the Capital Region for contracts lately. He says the sparse work has driven the number of employees at his company down. That's a trend throughout the state. According to the Associated General Contractors of America, the trade group says 1 in 5 construction jobs have been lost in Syracuse since it peaked more than 2 decades ago. Syracuse, Buffalo, Binghamton, and Ithaca have yet to see construction employment get back to its 1990 highs. The company Anderson's father started decades ago specializes in bridge repair. He says with spending on infrastructure down, competition for contracts is intense.
We've bid 5 in the last 2 weeks here. But there's 12 bidders on every job now just because of the lack of work.
Anderson says he would love to see Syracuse make a decision on the future of the Interstate 81 viaduct and get in on the work. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.